Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very important question, and that question is related to one of the prime virtues within Islam. As you know, Islam has given great importance to knowledge and the acquisition of knowledge. And at the peak of this, knowledge that Islam invites us to, there is the knowledge of God. According to some traditions and hadith, it's been narrated that the knowledge of God and His recognition is, in fact, the main purpose of creation. So in this connection, we want to ask today, what is the virtue of gaining knowledge of God? Or what is the result of the acquisition of such knowledge? In order to answer this question, we can take recourse to the hadiths which have been narrated from the infallible imams, alayhim assalam. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following: "He who attains inner knowledge of Allah has achieved perfection in his knowledge indeed." So knowledge of God is the perfection of knowledge. And if we attain knowledge of Allah, we have actually perfected our what we know and perfected our knowledge. In another beautiful tradition, it's been narrated that, again, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The inner knowledge of Allah, glory be to Him, is the highest of knowable truths," meaning out of the things that can be known. And coincidentally, this implies that knowledge of God is attainable. Out of those things that can be known, the highest is the knowledge of God. In another beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that one who attains knowledge of God finds peace. And it also mentions the reason for this. Let's look at this beautiful hadith now. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "He whose heart finds peace in knowing Allah finds peace in being needless of Allah's creatures." What this means is that when we recognize Allah, understand who He is, and realize that He is our Creator and He has all of these great attributes, then we will feel needless of God's creatures, and this will lead to peace of mind and tranquility within our hearts. So tranquility and peace of mind has been mentioned as one of the fruits of, and one of the results of attaining the knowledge of God. In another beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who attains inner knowledge of God and aggrandizes Him forbids his mouth from speaking in vain, and his stomach from eating, and debilitates himself through fasting and praying." So one of the virtues of, or one of the results of the knowledge of, the acquisition of the knowledge of God, is that it leads to austerity from the world. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues and results of the knowledge of God in light of the hadith of the infallibles. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.